Oh, let's put this back up a bit.
Check, check, check.
I feel like I'm about to. Oh,
yo, 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 yo.
I don't. Am I going to war? Or am I crying? Or both?
You're going to war.
All right, enough of that. Hey, it's Regional Blackout 101.9 CITR, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Evan Wandsborough, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all right, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Do you want to sing a song?
Yeah, okay. What are we singing?
You know what we're singing.
We're singing Rocket Man.
We just like to have some dead air before... Tonight I'm gonna have my real good,
yeah,
time.
Good time.
I feel alive. Turn it inside out, yeah. Just rolling around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now. Don't stop me.
Just having a good time, having a good time. Shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car.
It doesn't come up fast enough.
Like leading a diver.
I'm gonna go, go, go.
There's no stopping me. I'm pulling it through the sky.
Oh, what, yeah.
200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm running at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. I wanna have a good time.
Just give me a call. Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me.
I'm having a good time.
I don't wanna stop at all.
I do wanna stop singing this song though. So we will. Hey, it's Regional Blackout. It is episode 2. Matt and Evan strike back. It is June 15th. It is Car Free Day.
And it's Father's Day.
That's right.
Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there today.
And mothers who act like fathers.
Yeah.
In the absence of a father.
Allie, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah. We haven't introduced you yet. So if you could just maybe back off of the mic. Here we go. Oh, hold on. I screwed that up.
Whoa, what's going on?
I'm trying to play the theme song. Beautiful. That's the theme, kids.
I wrote that song.
I just made something go really bad wrong on this computer.
All right. So earlier in this week, we are listening to the podcast from last week, and I made a suggestion that maybe we ought to have someone in here to run the equipment for us while we entertained y'all. And Matt was somewhat against the idea.
I'm vehemently against the
idea. Yeah, that's a word. And I thought it would just make things run smoother, but he was like, nope, we're going to do it. So we're here and we're doing it ourselves again, and that's the way it's going to be now until we figure out how to run this shit. So
yeah, it's, you know what?
You're going to have to bear with us, but it's a choice that we've made. So
yeah, I mean, there's going to be some stumbling, but does anyone really care?
No.
No. Did you do anything stupid this weekend?
No, I didn't do anything stupid this weekend. I had a stupid free weekend.
That's good.
Did you do anything stupid?
I called in sick to work on Saturday, which is a day that I don't work. I woke up and called in, and I think I was still a little bit loopy from the night before, and left a long loopy message about how sick I was. And then later on the day, I'm like, it's Saturday. Like, I don't work today anyway. So Monday is going to be a little embarrassing, to say the least. But that's, you know, if that's the worst thing I did.
That's not too bad for you.
What's that supposed to mean? Should we introduce our guest?
No.
Okay, can you talk a bit? I got to set some stuff up.
Are we introducing our guest then? Are we introducing?
We will. Yeah.
Just not yet.
Do you have any thoughts? How was your week? It's been a week.
It's been a week. I got a new job, and it's a driving job, and of course right away I got myself a parking ticket on the job.
Mm-hmm.
For being parked in a zone where there's no parking allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
that sucks.
What's with these guys, though?
What, parking enforcement?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's the law, dude.
It's a dumb law.
Well, what do you want? Chaos?
Well, there should be, like, if you're parking, like, there's some places you shouldn't park, and there's some places where you're not allowed to park just because. And I was parked in one of these places where you just aren't allowed to park just because, even though it's not fucking with anything. You're not stopping anyone from making any moves. You're just parked on the side of the street for no reason. You're not allowed. So
it's bureaucracy, dude. Yeah. Bureaucracy's getting you down.
I know.
I know how you feel. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
Here's the thing about it. It's like you could be doing anything and these guys are going to come and give you a ticket, and there's no reason. They have no like judgment. They can't exercise any judgment, and that's the problem with
that. Well, common sense isn't part of the world anymore.
Well, you should be able to, like, since there's no recourse.
Well, you can fight a ticket.
You can fight a ticket, yeah. But you're gonna lose.
Yeah, but you know.
And that's another waste of a day. So basically, if you get a ticket, they're wasting your whole day. You should be able to waste one of their days. Like, if you get a ticket and you have to go to court and waste a whole day, you should be allowed to waste one of their days.
Who, though?
You should be able to, like, treat any parking attendant as the same guy that gave you a ticket. So you should be able to ruin the day of a parking attendant.
But they're just trying to do their job. Shouldn't it be the people who made the law?
No, it shouldn't. It should be the enforcers, the dummies who got that job. That's the price they pay for. That should be. You should go into that job knowing one day someone's going to drive up beside you and throw, like, a hot chocolate on you or coffee, and that's part of it. It's like someday that's going to happen. That should be allowed. Like, if
you should be allowed to pour hot coffee on somebody. That's what you're saying. You want to physically assault someone.
Yeah, you should be allowed to ruin their day. Like water down the shirt in the morning.
Well, water's at least. Like hot water. No. Hot water. I want to burn someone.
Hey, cold water would ruin my day too. As much as a ticket. I'd rather have water poured all over me in the morning by a stranger than get a fucking parking ticket.
Okay. Interesting ideas, Evan Wandsboro. From White Rock, British Columbia, former singer of Rio Band and Dead Voices and Victories, current singer of Legs, and the current singer of a band we drunkenly talked about starting but absolutely never will, weighing in at 101 Dalmatians, the gypsy woman herself, Ali Shelby! What's up? Do you like the choice of song?
Yeah, I do. Bringing back horrifying memories of my youth.
Let's get you just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting texts that we are not on the air. Are we on the air? Am I on the air? Are you on the air? Is there a way to monitor that?
How would we not be on the air?
I don't know. Call in. Tell us if we're on the air or not. Okay, we are. Now I'm getting texts that we are. We're back.
We didn't do anything different. Nothing happened in the space of time where we didn't know we're on the air or not.
Well, we're on the air.
All right. False alarm, everyone. Whew. That kind of scared me. Ali Sheldon, what's up?
Not much. How you hanging?
I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
What are you working on here? It's a cow that you've...
This is the radio. We don't show pictures.
Well, it's theater of the mind, brother.
Ali here is working on a wonderful... She's making additions to... What do you have here? There's a little BB. It's a picture of a cow, and she's drawn a mustache on it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a photo of it while Matt asks her a few questions. I'm going to put this on our Twitter, which is at with Matt and Evan, and Facebook.
Who texted you that we weren't on the air?
The one and only Troy Vlad Zach, the farter.
Okay, well, he needs to go back to hearing school. Ali.
Oh, you drew a dick on it too?
Well, that was before.
Okay, so.
Then this is more PG.
Okay, we're going to do a PG one and an R one.
And execute that drawing very
well. Oh, there's a face. So. That's nice.
Okay. Legs is your current band?
Yeah.
With the two dynamic brothers?
Yeah, Michael and Chris.
Legs started a lot different than it was, than it is now, right? Because weren't you Legs when you, like, went up with your No Napkin shirt and played, like, Scrappy?
And had KFC chicken on stage.
Yeah. I still regret not eating that.
Shotgunning beers. Yeah. It was way different. I was just in, like, the evil version of myself time of my life, and I needed, like, a positive outlet for something.
Yeah.
Just to be working towards something, and it was the first time I did anything solo. Just me playing guitar, and it was way more, like, blues-based.
Yeah. No, I remember it was really good that...
Yeah.
What was, like, LAMF? What was that song? LAMF for You?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of them?
I mean, that's like a victory song, but it's possible that I would have done that like by myself as well.
I'm pretty sure you did that.
Because
that
I night. Think I booked a show without actually having any songs finished.
Fun.
Yeah, like any songs at all. Have never played solo before, booked a show, but it kind of forced me to get my shit together. So
yeah.
I would have probably thrown in some songs that I already had.
Right.
But yeah, that's Gypsy Market, which is a victory song, but I do play that one by myself often.
Okay.
As filler.
So yeah, it's evolved like quite a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as those guys joined, it almost immediately became or moved in the direction that it
like it's pretty developed
into what it's now.
Yeah.
But even now from what we started as is quite different. But I feel like if you ever do solo stuff, even if they're the base of it, the same song, it's just inherently different because
yeah, totally.
You're up there by yourself. And have you ever done
no.
solo
stuff? I was booked to play on the 23rd of December once in Winnipeg with Pop for Hot Live Guys last show, and then my parents gave me trouble.
Everything about that was a terrible thing.
Yeah, yeah. So no, I never have.
Have you ever done anything like that?
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah. It's incredibly confronting.
Confronting?
Well, it's like, I don't know.
You're
out there by yourself. Yeah. You don't have like your buddies to like fill in for the times you fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs just are way, it's just like way more vulnerable.
Yeah. Which is good every once
in a while. Which is good, yeah. And people like to see that. I mean, you're up there wailing. But there's like this stigma of being a girl doing solo stuff where they're like, oh, it's going to be like
Regina Spektor.
Yeah, like Lilith Fair. And I just get up there and just make a bunch of noise.
Yeah.
People see
well, you're certainly not dull.
No.
Ever. No. Listen, folks, if you have anything to say to Allie, Evan, or me, Matthew Haggerty.
Go fuck yourself.
Whoa. 604-822-CITR is the call-in number. What we're going to do here is play some more songs. Let's hear a leg song, actually. If that's cool, unless you have something you want to talk about there, Evan. No?
Hold on, I'm tweeting.
Well, frig's sake, buddy. It's not like we're on the air or anything.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah.
What we've already learned is that we're not on the air.
What a dumb thing to say. You guys aren't on the air. Oh, no, my radio's just all on. Like, I had three people just text me. And also Dan Stenning saying that he better get a royalty check for playing that song. Too bad, buddy. Oh, you might. I guess so. Can that works that way. Mm-hmm. We'll have to list it.
Who writes those songs?
Well,
that was an old
one.
That was Rio Bent, which is the band they were playing when I first moved here.
A lot of the process with even, like, most of it other than Victories, because Victories was very much, like, Marie and I writing together. But I would come with, like, a very basic, stripped-down version of the song, either on guitar or bass. And then we would arrange it together. I mean, I have no talents in the sense of being, like, knowing what drum beat I want or guitar parts or whatever. Like
that's helpful, I think. If you bring too much, like, I always bring way too much of that idea stuff to songs,
right?
And you can ruin a song or limit your own sound by doing that. It's better just
Come
you know in some open. And sometimes
yeah, yeah in I mean, some so case. I think some songs you maybe have more of a developed idea and you really know the direction or how you want it to play out, but I feel like the best stuff ends up being way more collaborative, because I'm not gonna kid myself and think that I'm like the most brilliant songwriter for every aspect of it. But definitely coming up with, like, the skeletons.
And in Legs, it's a treat. You're working with two brothers who have played together for, like, their whole lives,
forever,
right?
So. Yeah,
that's a great rhythm section to have.
Yeah.
Two related people who've been playing for that long. Yeah. Like, that's perfect. Speaking of skeletons, that segue opportunity. We're going to listen to a song called Bones. I know this is a demo. Is it okay to play this?
Mm-hmm.
Chili sent it to me.
Yeah, okay. He mentioned that.
Well. Okay, so
we're about to go in and do another version of this. It'll be a real version. But yeah, this is just a demo we did in January, just trying to mess around with stuff and see what we could do.
Okay, so without further ado, this is Legs with Boings.
Boings will roll.
You feel like a stranger in your own home. Walls made of flesh and flesh made of bone. Shadows of wolves and they're gonna attack. Shot in the dark, baby, is out in the back. You say yourself up, we're knocking you down. You say yourself up, we're knocking you round. You said I'm up, kid, we'll knock him down. It's just a matter of time until we hit the ground. Hit the ground. Your friends are just big, yet they do ugly things. But the way you judge them is the rest of your hinge. So when will guilt turn back to dust? And when will hurt turn back to trust? You set yourself up, we're knocking you down. You set yourself up, we're knocking you round. You said I'm up, kid, we're knocking down. It's just a matter of time until we hit the ground. Hit the ground. Hit the ground. Hit the ground. Count your money, count your friends, count your sins, but in the end, when it's crashing down and it's sink or swim, bones will roll and they'll tell your fate again. Count your money, hey, count your friends, count your sins, but in the end, when it's crashing down and it's sink or swim, bones will roll and tell. Hit the ground. Hit the ground. Hit the ground. Hit the ground. Hit the ground.
Hello, this is the hotline. Can I help you?
Call me on the hotline, yeah.
And with that, the phone lines are now clear and ready to be called into 604-822-CITR. See me try to remember how to answer a phone call in the air and see if it goes okay. So if you want to call in, do it. You can say whatever you want. Evan, I think, speaking of which, you want
to... Yeah, we're obligated to tell everyone that we're going to be swearing on the show today. So if you're not down with that, you might want to tune into something a little more mild for your taste. So without further ado... let's take some calls.
Yeah, so you can call on in at 604-822-CITR. It's Father's Day. Did we all call our fathers who are in heaven? Ooh, that got dark. Bummed myself out.
Yeah. You know what? It is Father's Day, but we've got a theme in, I think, all of our lives that lots of people that we know, lots of friends are becoming fathers.
Yes.
Which is... interesting.
Yeah, there's been a lot of baby bees popping out of a lot of AJs recently. There's been a lot of baby bees popping out of... Oh, I can't wait to have to kill myself after that. I bought a new suit for my wedding.
Oh, you did? Finally.
Wow. Yeah, it was not cheap.
What'd you get? Where'd you go?
Blue.
Where'd you go? You want blue, eh? What color blue?
Navy, kind of royal. It's very Wes Anderson-esque.
Where'd you get it?
Moore's, the clothing people.
That's where you went, hey?
That's where you go if
that's
you don't
like
have...
That's real... That's big boy stuff.
Matt. Well, the thing is, I was looking at, like, really expensive places first, like Versace suits. I don't know what I was thinking.
You
I wasn't going to buy
big
them.
And tall, though, right? Like, Fatso's.
Yeah.
Ellie?
What?
By big boy stuff?
No, I mean, like, grown-up stuff. Oh, okay. Like, big boy, like, if you're watching on YouTube, the video screen, and then you put it to full screen, that's, like, your big boy. It's
that's
the big boy.
That's the big boy, right? Yeah. Okay.
That's the big boy.
You be your big boy.
Okay, so we're still not getting any calls. The phone lines are friggin' dead, people. Come on. It's 604-822-CITR. The theme, no, the topic of the week is...
Big boy.
Big boy. And, or, do you like me? Or do you like me? So, call on in if you want and tell me if you like me or like me. I think I'm opening myself up for some harsh criticism with that topic. Evan... Do you like me, or do you like me?
You know, I have to say, after all this time, I do like you. It's getting harder and harder to like you, but I can't shake this feeling of like. So that's where I stand.
It's getting harder to like me. Oh, I'm having a disappointing day. That's okay. I want
to have to do with something about last night.
Pardon?
Does your day today have anything to do with last night?
With getting locked out of my house because I'm stupid? I've really experienced low levels of dopamine today because, I got locked out of my house. I was at a bar with Ben Disaster was in town. You were there.
Yep.
From Edmonton, Alberta. The great, great, great band.
I assume everyone can hear that.
Yeah, why is that happening? See, hold on. CITR, you're on the air.
Here I am. I'm on the air. How's it going, everybody?
It's a little early for this, I think.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Let's
it's
hang
fine.
It up. Come on.
No. How's it going, Nate?
Oh, come on, guys.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. What's going on with you guys?
What's going on with you guys?
Just doing a radio show.
Well, hello, Matt. Hello, Evan.
Hello, Evan.
And pleasure to meet you, Ellie.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Oh. Yeah, so formal. The name is Nate Bailey. I host a show, a late night show, called Nate with Night.
Is it Nate like with the Nate? Red Shoe Diaries?
Red Shoe. No, it's not that freaky. Although, who doesn't like to get freaky like that?
So, 12-year-olds don't listen to it secretly while their parents are asleep?
No, they're not so secretive about it. They don't have to be.
They can listen freely with their parents.
Just like
if their parents
freely.
Let them stay up late. Cool dads.
Anyways, Ellie, it's a pleasure to meet you because I have a band of my own.
Oh, really?
Really?
Tell me more.
I would never tell a tale. Anyway.
Yeah, go on.
The band I have is called Pants.
Pants. So...
And what we do under Pants...
Are you
is,
saying that we should collaborate?
No, well, sort of, we already have, but without you knowing it, because pants covers legs.
It's true, but there are other things that can cover legs, or maybe you're a nudist, so...
No, I'm talking about my band Pants that cover legs.
We get it.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm not a nudist or anything, I'm not trying to be weird, I'm not trying to freak anybody out here. We're not getting into Red Shoe Diaries.
I think you're lying
yet,
about your radio show, and I think that it is like the Red Shoe Diaries, based on all of the inappropriate things you've said in the last 30 seconds.
There's been no inappropriate things. It's all been quite appropriate.
That's true.
Nothing what's new? You're inside my head.
Oh.
So, with that being said, how many members are in your band?
Three.
Oh, that's interesting, because some people have said that I have a third leg.
Was it your mother?
No, I mean in the band that I in pants, they're like, you know, because we cover legs, and then they're like, oh, because there's two of us on stage.
You cover us like you're a cover band of our band?
I will put anyone else on the air right now. Anyone else. Paul, you're going straight.
You know what? No one else is calling. I think we're sticking with Nate. If people don't know, this is Nate Bailey. He calls in from time to time, and he's an interesting character. He has a TV show, and it's really, really well done show here in Vancouver. Is that correct, Nate?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Where are you from, Nate?
Well, I'm from Late Night. That's what people most know me from.
Nate, are you by a radio? Do you have your radio on right now? Are you listening to this?
I don't have a radio on at all.
Yeah, we're getting some weird noise.
We're getting some feedback here, that's all.
It's so okay.
Is it positive feedback?
No, it's negative feedback. It's okay, it's not that bad.
Oh, can we fix it? It's a fixable guide.
It's not happening anymore, so let's just move on.
Oh, that's positive.
That is positive feedback.
Right.
What's new, Nate? How's your week been?
It's been very busy, actually. I've been very excited. I mean, the last time I called, I was locked in a porta potty, if you guys recall.
I do recall. How did that work out?
Oh, it worked positively towards the end when we got out. There was a guy who showed up early for work at the construction site, and he removed the pile of rubble in front of the door, and, "What are you guys doing in here?" And we're like, "Oh, we're locked in here by a bully." And we were walking away, and he's like, "Well, you know, why were you in there?" And then, you know, we were already gone.
Matt, anyway. You know my answering machine?
Yeah.
It was Nate. I feel like Nate left my answering machine. Don't you think so? If you think about my answering machine right now?
The nonsense that's on there? Yeah. Maybe it was Nate.
I think it might be.
I mean, you don't have no idea what's happening right now at all.
Well, you should phone my phone, and then you will. You'll
hear
yourself.
Call her phone. Let's get that going right now.
I don't know how to make calls.
Oh, we're still there.
Yeah, we're still
there. Well, I can phone it and then put it through here.
Yeah.
On voice, on open voice.
So what exactly is it that is happening?
I'm going to show you right now.
Allie has a very confusing voicemail message that she doesn't remember.
Is it that rap song?
Creating.
Is that her rap? The rap?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I saw an email earlier that you sent a rap.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh.
You will see, my friend.
I haven't been.
Oh, I'm excited as well as everyone else.
Nate, do you? Here it is.
Welcome to Rogers Wireless Voicemail.
Oh. Someone else has to phone my phone.
Nate, we don't have a lot more time, but does anything? I don't know. Like, what? I'm assuming that you got something. You got yourself into some issue this week, or is everything been okay?
Oh well, I'm still.
Still in the porta potty?
Explain the rest of when we got out of this. There was a lot that happened when we got out of this porta potty incident. I was in there, if you guys remember, with my two nieces, Sheila and Shelley.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I realized how confusing it must have been to the listeners when I was referring to Shelley, and then I started talking about Sheila. They're actually. Well, they're not the same person. They're two different people, but they are conjoined twins.
That's
so, you know, I'll call one, and then she'll look over, and then the other one has to, because they're conjoined at the head, right?
Correct. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. You know, it's very surprising that you didn't mention that on your last call.
Well, you know, I didn't really... I didn't think it was important. I was trapped inside of a smelly jail cell, really. That was the highlight of the call.
Why were you in the porta potty with your...
No.
You don't want to
get into it.
You don't want to get into it.
There was a man who was
going
to...
No, we're not going over this again. Right. Nate, I think we got to get running, if that's okay.
All right, it's quite all right.
I love you.
I love you guys, too, with the deepest, sincerest love from my heart.
That's adorable.
Like.
Yeah, do you like me or like me?
Can you define a difference?
Like is friendship, like is romance.
Oh, like. Can we go on a date?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a yes?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you going to take him?
To the porta potty.
Oh, I want it to be a surprise.
Okay. I'm hoping that it's going to be Vancouver Harbor because they have $65 Alaskan king crab legs that I'm quite a fan of.
Are you going to act like that on a date?
No. I hope I have my wedding suit for that. I can wear it to the date.
And get really drunk and ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I don't want to be a third wheel, guys.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
To you and your wedding suit, you want to marry your wedding suit.
That's not how it works. Nate, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to hit some ads and play some songs for a little bit, but we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Right, thank you for having me.
Anytime, buddy.
Toodaloo.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to listen to the band Previous Legs is Dead Voices.
I'm still here, guys.
Oh! Okay, see? Bye, Nate.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's another call. Let's take that, if I know how. It might just be the same thing. Hold on a sec. CITR, you're on the air, maybe.
Hi, Matthew.
Who is this?
Who do you think this is, Matthew Haw?
Oh, Karen.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
What's new?
How are you? What's up?
What's new?
Nothing much. I just got back from the Main Street car-free day.
Oh, yeah, how was
that's
that?
That's fascinating, Karen. What else you got for us?
Oh, Evan's finger's hovering above the drop button, so you better come up with something great.
I don't know. That's all.
All right, there can't
I
be any of that.
Not called.
Hey, what's that?
We lost her.
We lost her, yeah. Something happened.
I asked her to call in, too. Let me just hang up on her. Like, what a jerk. So Dead Voices was your band before Legs,
yeah.
And that was like kind of something that grew out of Rio Bent.
Yeah.
So can we listen to one of those?
Sure.
I mean, how do you feel about... I mean, it's kind of weird when you...
What's your favorite song by Dead Voices?
Is it Burning Up? Because that's what we're playing.
Play it.
But no, you know what I mean? It's kind of weird when you, like, have a band and then you move on and then... Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to listen to Battlesnakes at this point, but we're going to play
this
anyway.
As a fan of me, of you, and of your all of your projects, like... I would love to hear a Battlesnakes song right now. So I understand that it's different for the people around you.
Yeah, yeah.
And although it's horrifying for yourself. No, I mean, that was an important band with really great people, and I was stoked on what we did.
And you got a lot of brothers in your bands.
All the brothers.
Because you played Dead Voices with your brother, and now you play with brothers.
Yeah. I know, I play with brothers now, and then I was in a band with my brother for over 15 years.
Yeah. And you were... Ooh, no, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. Okay, we're going to play Burning Up by Dead Voices. Here we go.
Voltage through the roof, burning, baby, burning.
Okay, that was Dead Voices, Burning Up.
That's a great song.
I like that song.
Yes.
And the video shoot was fun, eh? We were just talking about the nightmare of the video shoot for that thing. You know what? I'm going to quickly play this ad because I finally figured out how to do that. So here we go. Or did I?
You got the groove.
Yeah, this isn't working.
There's Let's no do reason. An ad for... who should we do an ad for?
I don't know. Why don't you think of something while I fumble through this?
All right. I went to a place that... I forget the name of it, though. It's pretty good sandwiches. You can order whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going to do this and then save your butt.
Vancouver-based Young Liars is releasing their debut album, Tidal Wave, on June 24th via Network Records. They're hosting the release party along with Beetroot and CITR at the Fox Cabaret with local friends Gang Signs on June 14th.
I was just waiting outside for her to find me. Picked up the pebbles from the front garden bed.
Snuck up the driveway. Check out Young Liars' latest music video for their single Night Window on Facebook or YouTube.
Hey, we played an ad and
we
it worked.
We have to get some better ads on this show.
Well, we gotta play what we gotta play, man.
We can go get some. I think we should get some better ones.
Like from where?
I don't
know.
From
the ad store.
We have to go talk to the advertising department and see what they have.
Well, they just kind of tell us what to play, so.
You're so contrary tonight.
There must be a
Yeah, you are very contrary tonight. What's going on?
Because he is mad about taking a job where he has to get up at 6 a.m. every morning.
Yeah, well, so is everybody. What mic are you on? Can I get you a little bit closer in there when you're talking, Ellie?
Hi.
Hello. Oh, gosh. Do you want to hear us play something that you might not remember what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, see if you can place this.
Okay.
For you, I've got a Rolodex all up in my grill. Every fit, for every fill. So if you got a dick, girl, give me a call, because I'll give you a fit.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
What is that?
That
was for my band Soft Serve.
No, sorry, wait.
You can do this. I believe in you.
No, actually, I believe in myself.
My rap crew, Soft Serve.
Super awesome. My bedroom has a balcony.
Who is that girl talking in the background?
My bedroom has a balcony.
Okay. Still filming.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful
barf.
Man, film the... film the moon.
Yeah, just film the moon.
Upstairs
is a beautiful...
the
girl's still talking.
I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top.
We'll get to you soon, caller.
Because it pick is a cop. Better yet, a Terminator like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Try to play me out as if my name is Sega.
Do you remember doing that? We got a call.
Oh, man. Take. Why do I have friends?
I don't know. Why? CITR, are you on the air?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Who's this?
You can call me Kit.
Kit?
Yes.
Hi, Kit. How's it going?
Kit Carson.
Very well.
Where are you from?
Vancouver.
What's your address?
Anyway, I have two questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I know you?
What?
Do I know you in real life?
No.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to Regional
Thank
Blackout.
You.
What are your questions?
Why do you have so many nicknames?
Me?
Yes.
How do you know about my nicknames?
It's not a secret?
Oh, you're freaking me out. I don't know. Why do you not have more nicknames?
He has lots of past lives he's trying to evade.
Okay,
yeah.
Next question.
Okay, so I didn't really answer that, sorry, but
That's
I don't know.
Okay. It was a dumb question.
Yeah, kind of.
I want to hear you guys tell me about the worst hangover you've ever had.
What? Come on, you got something better than that.
I don't know, this morning was pretty bad.
No, like, the worst.
I don't know. I have so many, man, because I'm like, you know, really well. I'm like really worn out, man. Like, I've been doing some heavy touring, you know. Do you have anything else for us there, Kit?
Why don't you tell us about the worst hangover you've ever had?
Have you ever puked in your own bed?
I actually haven't, which is surprising.
Nice surprising.
Kit, when was the last time you shit your pants?
Never.
Yeah, right.
Even when you're a little baby?
You know what?
Yeah,
it happens
baby.
To everyone once, so it's going to happen to you. You got yours coming.
Well, I have that to look forward to.
You do.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I don't know the proper way to do that yet. Well, that was Kit, ladies and gentlemen, with literally nothing to say. Do you remember that night when you did that rap?
No.
It was, I got it from that Kingdom Party video on YouTube.
You know what I found the other day, Matt?
What?
Hispanic Olympics.
Ooh. Hey, got a call.
This is a Hack Radio. Let's take a call. You're on Hack Radio with us.
With us. Hello?
Hi, I wanted to talk about the last time I shit my pants.
Okay. When was this?
This was when I was trapped inside of a porta potty. Ironically enough.
Yeah, that seems like the last place that someone would soil their undergarments.
I thought it was a bit odd, but, you know, anyways, I want to share my story. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Nate Bailey, once again. I gotta get... You, do you want to be, like, the dropper guy?
Yeah, that's...
Because I've got enough to do. I feel like you
calls.
Don't... Okay. That girl kind of creeped me out.
What, I mean, I feel like there were so many Kingdom parties.
What's the Kingdom?
Kingdom parties.
For our listener, what is the Kingdom?
Oh, the Kingdom was a house I lived in, on 10th and St. George that,
The brown house.
The big old brown house. And we had many parties there, and it was lots of fun.
What was the address?
497... I got a tattoo on because I'm a loser. I felt so lame after I did that. 497. Yeah, and so that video is just an old one. That's like from when Shane didn't even live here because he was visiting. I can't remember why.
Yeah. Well, but they probably played or something.
Right? Yeah, I guess so. That's back when like we like...
So we like would party in the jam space and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually like hang out a lot. Whereas now I'm like, nah... I'd rather, like, not just sit in my house and eat my feelings all day than, like, hang out with my friends.
I don't really hang out with... I don't actually really have friends anymore.
What?
I don't just... You know.
They are overrated.
They're a lot of work.
Imagine if you could just get rid of all your friends. Well, I think I've been trying to do that for years.
Imagine if you could stop yourself.
Stop myself from what?
Getting rid of all your friends.
Oh, yeah. That'd be tough. Listen, man, it's a difficult world.
No, but I definitely went through a phase in my life where I was, like, wanting to rap.
Do you have anything else in your bag?
Yeah. Can you throw something down? That is such a dirty thing to do to someone, but...
My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and to hype beat. It's good when you know you're down, Super Bowl homeboy from Oaktown, I'm known. As such, and this is a beat you can't touch. You what?
CATR, you're on the raps with Matt and Evan. What's your rap? What's your cool new rap?
This is Mike. This is Matt's dad.
Oh, hello, Dad.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted you to call in because I wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day on the air.
Well, thank you.
I was going to call you earlier, but I didn't, so I figured I'd do it on the air and get some brownie points.
Well, yeah, you didn't, yeah, because your brother and sister both phoned a long time ago.
Yeah, well, they don't have radio shows they're working on.
Yeah.
What did you do today for Father's Day? Anything?
I just worked on the dock a little bit.
What do you mean, like, fixing it up?
Yeah. Watch some boats go by, playing rap music. That was fun.
What's your favorite kind of rap music, Dad?
What's that?
What's your favorite kind of rap music? Like, are you gangster rap or like more like...
Turned off is usually the best.
Turned off. I don't disagree. All right, Dad, I love you. I just wanted to say happy Father's Day, but we'll let you go now.
All right.
All right.
Love you too.
Okay, talk soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I still don't get how to do that. That was my stepdad, Michael Borwick, talking about raps.
What does he do for work?
He's a farmer.
On the docks.
Well, no, my parents got like a place on Wood Lake, so they chill there in the summertime.
Very nice.
Till harvest.
Very nice.
I grew up on a farm, but I did not like help out at all, which I totally regret now. Like, it's such a cool thing to do, and I didn't, like, I hated helping. I still, like, I'm just so freaking lazy. But, like, all I wanted to do was, like, go to the city and, like, go to punk shows. And, like, I really regret not kind of taking advantage of living on the farm, you know?
Yeah, but you can get stuck there if you do that. If you learn everything, that's the problem. Once you learn it all, you're on the hook
then
for it.
Then you can't unlearn it.
Yeah. There's some things you can't unlearn. That's that old saying about farming.
Aeration is one of them.
Yeah.
You just cannot ever unlearn how to aerate a field.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I started helping out a little bit towards the end of my time there. And, like, I drove the combine a bit, which is actually, like, really fun. Especially at night. It's like sitting in a cockpit almost. Like, there's, like, lights everywhere. But I was too lazy to, like, go full on. Plus, it's hard farming now. Like, I don't know. It's just there's not a lot of families out there anymore like there used to be. Like, when I was a kid, we'd go to, like, church or whatever, like, and community events, and there'd be, like, 50 kids from the surrounding community. And now, like, that's not how it is at all. So it's not the greatest place. Mars ain't the greatest place to raise a kid.
Is that right?
In fact, it's cold as hell. Allie, what else are you thinking about? What's, I don't know, just tell me some stuff. Tell me a story.
Well, you know that you and I are both very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day I did find the videos of the East Van Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, so all of you, at one point Matt and I and a few of our other friends made these videos called the East Van Olympics, and we thought they were really funny. Can you remember that and think, wow, that was really funny?
I mean, I don't...
Because if you watch them now, what you'll realize is they're not very funny.
Yeah, but we did our best. I mean, it's just we're making fun of the Olympics, so we had, like, what did we have there? Had events.
We had some events.
Like, shopping cart racing, like,
and
stuff
like
that.
The, like, synchronized skate, which was skateboarding.
Yeah,
we weren't and very the dumpster clever. Dive. It's just that I thought, it's pretty funny, but I remember thinking that it was really funny. You know, like, it's like really, like, I wanted to show it to everybody. And when I found it the other day, I thought maybe I'll share it on social media. And I immediately, within about 30 seconds of it starting, realized that sharing it was a terrible idea.
Because
mm-hmm.
It's just not as clever as we thought
it
was.
Just wasn't as funny.
I think I have, like, don't I have steps in my hair and, like, a rat tail at that
you
point?
You definitely did have both of those things.
What was I doing back then?
What were any of us doing?
I remember
But we thought we were killing it, and it's just funny to think about. This is the joke of youth, you know? At the time, you don't realize how lame you are.
Yeah.
And once you're out of it, you can, in retrospect, go, the joke of youth. But I don't know. I was thinking about that, and I was going to, like, send you the link because I thought
I would love to see it.
Matt would appreciate this.
Yeah. Yeah, I do miss those days. What were you going to say there, Evan?
Oh, I was just... No, I don't have anything to say anymore about
ever.
That.
Ever.
Okay. We got to play an ad. What do we have here? Dean Wareham. And then we only got like 10 minutes more here, you guys.
We could stay for another hour, though, if you want.
I mean, they never got back to us about that, so...
We might stay for another hour.
My mom just texted and said that they are funny.
Those videos?
What's funny?
I don't know.
Oh, us?
Said they are funny.
That's us.
I think she's talking about the Olympics videos.
Oh, maybe that's what she's talking about. I thought they were talking about you guys. No. You guys are funny.
Thanks.
The videos. I don't know. Mom, I don't know if they are funny.
Your mom's always going to think that's
funny.
Because she's your mom.
She loves us.
Okay, I got to play an ad. We'll be right back.
On Friday, June 27th, Dean Wareham comes to the Biltmore Cabaret featuring special guest Jody Glenham. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to deanwareham.com.
We're also young.
Yeah. We were young. I don't know. Like, it's funny when you see, when you're walking around, you see people, like, you can tell when people are, like, new to the city. They're, like, 23 or, like, whatever, 18, moving to, like, go to university. Like, every, like, fall, I find you can see, like, new people, and it's, like, they're just walking around like they own the place, and I remember that feeling. It was fun. Now I just feel insecure all the time.
Well, Michael was telling me a funny story about you and him being at Beer Island, and you guys were drinking beer, and there was, like, a group of, you know, 20-something, like, younger kids.
Yeah.
And you guys have both done a lot of stuff, been in a lot of bands, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're not losers.
No.
But you were sitting there. Michael was saying how you were both completely irrelevant in the face of these, like, 21-year-olds partying on Beer Island, just thinking that you were, like, the weird older guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. That's how it is when you get old, right? Like, for everyone.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what you've done.
Yep. Yeah.
But that's also kind of okay. Like, it's their turn. That's fine.
Yeah.
Ooh, talking about how old you are on a university radio station.
Talk about those kids that were in here before you.
They're young. Yeah, they're young guys. They had to tell us how to run everything on our first show. So we appreciate them. But I wish I had more questions for you. What time is it?
I got a question. What's next? What are you guys doing next?
I heard that you might be
moving.
Plugs?
Are you still moving?
Yeah, we're planning on moving. We want to go down. Well, we just kind of decided that we wanted to move to a bigger city. And our choices were Toronto or LA. And we decided that we kind of keep it West Coast.
Yeah, for LA is a much better choice.
Yeah, so we're going to go down there in the fall and see what we can do, how we can be. I kind of am just ready to feel like, you know, what's the saying? Small fish in a big pond or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
You want to be a small fish in a big pond?
Yeah. You know, I think that it's really easy to get to plateau and things become easy when, like, you play in clubs and play in bands for so long. It's like I can do that with my eyes closed. You can do it in my sleep. But I want to feel challenged and I want to feel a bit more driven and...
Well, that's a great place to do it.
Just get into the scene.
And you have Jarrett down there, right?
Yeah. Got some homies down there, so.
Yeah.
It'll be good. I mean, who knows? I mean, there's the reality of being a Canadian working in the States.
Yeah, that's the freaking
I'm not going to let legalities stop me.
Yeah,
me
no, either. Who would?
Right? Fuck it.
Yeah, who cares about getting banned from the United States for 5 years?
It's fun.
Yeah, that's a sore spot
right,
there.
Evan?
That is the difficult thing. Like, if we are just, if we grew up, you know, an hour south of here.
I know.
Or from your house, like, 20 minutes south.
Or if my parents were American, thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Like,
just kidding.
It'd be so much easier.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to go and we'll see. I mean...
But, yeah, that's sometimes... It's.
I'm going to miss, like, the reality of, like, you know, everyone, like, talks about moving or there's, like, sometimes people can get a bad attitude about Vancouver. But, I mean, I like Vancouver and I really like my friends here. And, you know, when it's actually this thing where we're going to go... the impending move is now making me the reality of missing people.
Yeah.
Is setting in as much as I want to be like, I'm cool. I'm not going to miss anybody. I'm not cool. And I am going to miss people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vancouver's like, it's hard to leave a city because you have a foundation.
Absolutely. There's some really great people here.
But also, like, you'll have a blast and you just got to go see and try. Like, why not? There's no reason to not do stuff just because it might be difficult, right? Like,
YOLO. Absolutely. I'm at the age now.
Yeah.
I got to go because I'm getting old.
Yeah. Mm,
definitely.
Yeah, you look pretty.
I know. It's horrifying.
You look like an old catcher's mitt. Is that the sound that catcher's mitt makes? Actually, kind of probably is the sound that catcher's mitt would make. Evan Lonsborough.
Matthew Haggerty.
Do you have anything to plug? Just like personal stuff? Going on any dates?
Yeah, let's see. Did you guys heard about my bus fiasco the other morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
nothing.
Oh, the bus got in the accident?
Yeah.
I thought you were right in what you did.
Well, yeah, well,
but
yeah.
It didn't go over so well.
No, I mean, there's you don't like to have to ask the bus driver for a free ride if, you know.
Unless you're a hobo.
I know. Well, I never mind doing
that. The thing is, I had
I'm a hobo.
I had, some change for the bus and I had $15 in my pocket. I didn't have change the next day. I had $15 in my pocket in paper money. And so when I was asking him, I was like, this is what happened yesterday. The bus crashed. We had to get off. I had to walk to work. I was late. Today I'm going to fare evade to make up for it. And, he didn't believe me that I didn't have money, but I only had I only had paper money in my pocket. But what I should have done was change that at the gas station and held the change in front of him and said, see, here it is. But I'm not going to give it to you because I'm fare evading for a reason. So that's what I would do differently next time.
Right. Tips in fare evading.
Right.
From Evan.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Very good.
You're welcome.
If anyone needs to know any other scams.
Talk to him.
Evan's a good guy to talk to.
I have plenty of ideas. I have many ideas.
You do. You're an ideas man if I've ever met one.
Yeah. But scam specific ideas.
Well, I came up with a great one earlier in the week that no one has really been very receptive
and
to.
And what is
What's,
it?
The business of creating a business where you provide a service to roast people. Like if you want your boss to get roasted, but everyone's kind of too shy to actually like say what's on their mind, you hire an outside company, to come in and roast the boss or whomever, the guest of honor, and you set them up with notes and things like that. You make sure they have a background on a person, but then you can basically anonymously roast someone without, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that already kind of exists, though. That's what, when comedians take like a corporate job, I mean, like, it's kind of a hacky thing to do, but to like make a bunch of jokes about people who work there, even though they don't know them.
Yeah.
So that kind of does already exist, just comedians do it.
So you've come up with an idea.
It's not a bad idea, but I think it's.
So that just more validates the idea then. If it already exists, it's awesome.
Very good.
But,
Great work. Good work.
Yeah.
I came up with an idea once that people weren't very responsive of.
What's that?
Donut pops.
Like soda pops, but donut flavored?
No, like a popsicle that was a donut.
And okay, the that already exists too. It's called a cake pop.
Don't you do not do a donut pop. Did they have a theme
hold on.
That was that good?
Yeah, it was, can you freaking do a cake pop?
I had one of those. Those are good.
Yeah, like at
they
Starbucks.
They actually exist? They do?
Yeah. Like donut. Literally the exact thing you're saying. And I was one time at the fair.
No, but I was thinking something frozen. Cold like a popsicle, but a donut.
Okay, so you get a cake pop, put it in the freezer for a little bit, and then have a little munch. One time I was at the Nanaimo Ferry Terminal, and there's like a cute girl working. This is a long time ago, Jenna, so don't worry about it. But there's like a cute girl working at the Starbucks, and I bought, or not some store, I can't remember. And I bought her a cake pop from Starbucks, and she said she wouldn't take it, which is totally cool, because what a weird thing to do. And then Bone Thugs and Harmony were there, and I bought weed off them, and it was awesome.
Do you remember when Battlesnakes were going to Victoria with maybe Hot Life Guys or
Get Down.
Yeah. And you went to the bathroom, and when you came back, we'd put an apple core in your sandwich.
Yeah, that sucked.
And you were eating your sandwich, and then you bit into an apple core.
You know, the worst thing about that was the same time when somebody bought a pulled pork sandwich, and I was like, oh, that looks delicious. I'm going to buy one of those. I'm like, can't wait to get that pulled pork sandwich. Walk up to the place that has pulled pork sandwiches. I'm like, yeah, pulled pork sandwiches are the best. One beef dip, please. Like, what? By accident? And I didn't realize until they gave it to me that I was like, why did I get
the same thing as a pork sandwich?
I just said the wrong thing. So I tossed it or gave it to someone and then bought a pulled pork sandwich, which you then tampered with.
And then we put an apple.
So it was a rough lunch for this guy.
Yeah, it was.
Should we? I feel like we're just getting going, but should we wrap it up?
I don't know. I don't care.
How are you doing for time?
Do another half an hour.
Okay. We're going to keep going for a bit, folks. In honor of Father's Day, though, I'm going to play some bass.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child. Out where the pines grow wild and tall, I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran with my heart pounding down that broken path. With the devil snapping at my heels, I broke through the trees, and there in the night, my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms, but I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. heart will never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed into that house I did ride from out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, "I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore." My father's house shines hard and bright. It stands like a beacon calling me in the night, calling and calling so cold and shining across this dark highway where our sins lie unatoned.
Oh boy, that one gets my heart thumping. Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a monster, Matt.
Oh yeah. Do you ever do the Monster Mash?
I have in my life.
What is it, actually? What is it? I'm such a good speaker. Good thing I'm on the radio. What is the Monster Mash?
I don't know what Monster Mash is.
Well, it's a graveyard smash.
Whatever guy who does a show here at 7 o'clock isn't going to be here tonight, so we're just kicking it. And if you're tuning in to hear that show, you're getting this instead. It's Regional Blackout on CITR 101.9 with Matt and Evan. And in studio with us tonight is Ali Sheldon, singer of Legs, Dead Voices, Victories.
My brother's telling me to be nicer to my callers.
She's got a promising rap career ahead of her.
Yeah.
And she's dressed for November.
Yeah. What is with that? In the intro to your intro, let me rephrase that.
So Matt, in the intro,
I was going to say you're addicted to nice clothes and drugs.
We're all addicted to drugs.
Are you addicted to drugs?
No.
Okay, that's all I had to ask.
Yeah.
Because it kind of seems like you are, actually.
In what way? Yeah, I know.
Like, love is a battlefield.
Yeah, right.
Like, fun dip.
Yeah, I know.
My brother's telling me to be nice to our callers, which I'm not going to do. My mom's giving me heck about complaining about living in Vancouver, which I wasn't. Get new ear holes. Karen says, just tell Ali I love her. Herb Exner from Regina, Saskatchewan. Jesus. Loving the show. Dan Stanning wants his royalty check, which he's not going to get. And B-Beard is canceled. Today there's supposed to be a B-Beard, man. Car Free Day. By the way, Car Free Day, more like all the buses are screwed up day.
Yeah, no shit.
It took me a long time to get here, man. So there's supposed to be this B-Beard guy up on Main Street. Like,
speaking of B-Beard, can we listen to Beauty and the Beat by Justin Bieber?
I'm going to say no, but yeah, actually, no, we're not going to do that.
Can we listen to Guitar String, Heart String by Carly Rae Jepsen?
Heart String?
Guitar String, I don't know what it's called.
Guitar String Heart Shaped Box?
Yeah.
By Carly Rae Jepsen, sure. What else did I have to say? Sorry about the Justin Bieber thing. It's just not going to happen.
We're not doing Biebs today.
We're no Biebs on the Reebs. Reebs is radio.
Well, we're going to tune up some Carly Rae Jepsen here.
You probably would say yes, Matt.
You know what? I'm more and more into pop music as I get older, but the Biebs is just not one that I've got into. Hey. I mean, I'm a huge Miley Cyrus fan, as you can tell by my cool phone lock screen.
And your tattoos.
And my what?
Your future tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Me and Chili are going to get friendship arrows because Miley has them. I'm embarrassed about everything I just said. Oh, boy. Yeah, callers, you can still call in 604-822-CITR. My brother Spence tells me to be nicer. I will not. I'll be meaner. No, I'll be nice. But call in if you like. Hopes, wishes, dreams, anything you want. There's a call right here. That's old one. Can you plug where can they reach us?
Oh, yeah. So why don't you go on to Twitter, and you can find us on Twitter at with Matt and Evan, at with Matt and Evan on Twitter. We are on Instagram. It's Regional Blackout on Instagram, Regional Blackout. We're on Facebook, Regional Blackout. We have a podcast that will come up. You can subscribe on iTunes, and we'll post that on those aforementioned social media platforms. What are you on Twitter, Allie?
No.
Allie's not on Twitter.
No, I'm on those other things.
You're on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram.
You can follow Allie on Instagram at rock and roll is my guitar.
Hey, let's all say it.
Rock and roll is my guitar. And girls, electricity.
What is that?
It's from FUBAR.
Oh yeah,
I haven't seen FUBAR, and everyone thinks that it's serious, which is embarrassing. That they think my Instagram name is serious, like I'm actually saying rock and roll is my guitar.
Like, oh, don't you just get music?
I'm like in bands. No, it's from FUBAR.
Okay. Good to know.
What's I'm not a complete asshole.
Wow.
I just made bad jokes that nobody gets.
I understand
that's what
that
radio show is all about.
What else can we plug? Well, you heard Nate Bailey call in. You can see his show on the YouTube. That's how an Italian person would say YouTube.
Or if you want to phone my phone.
What?
And listen to my answering machine.
What's your phone number?
604.
Allie's giving her number over the air.
Oh, boys are going to get wet. Ooh.
It's gross. Speaking of Bieber.
604-374-2085.
Is that your real number? That's funny. You know, I gave up my real number once when Nardwar was interviewing the Jolts, and not a single person called it, so whatever.
I know. No one's going to phone me, but if they want to hear my answering machine.
It's pretty weird.
It's not nothing.
It's not nothing. I don't know. I'm tapped. Hey, what's that song you wanted to hear?
Guitar String Heart. I don't know. It's called something. I don't know.
It's called
Beauty and a Beat.
It's Carly.
Guitar String Wedding Ring.
Ooh, it goes out to you because you're getting married.
Yeah, that is correct. I'm getting married. Correct. That's correct, guys. That's welcome corrupt. To the radio. That is correct.
Correct radio.
Guitar String Wedding Ring. This is Carly Rae Jepsen. Hello?
Burning the water.
That is a song.
Yeah.
Right there, that's the song.
Now, little CRJ?
Yeah, little CRJ up in here. These guys are Miley fans, I think.
I'm a Miley fan.
You're a Miley fan? Where do you weigh in on the pop chart scale?
Yeah, I think pop music's crazy. I really have come into loving it. I wasn't huge on Miley initially.
I know.
You and Chili really were into it, but I've come around. Yeah. I spent some time with her on the internet. Me and her, we got down. And yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, I'm obsessed with how perfect and how well-written, and they're designed to be enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like scientific.
Yeah.
And I just like her voice. She's kind of like a higher, like kind of almost like kind of a squeaky, I don't know. Like I like really like high, like kind of little chirpy voices like that in pop music. I think it's really good.
Like Yolandi.
Oh.
Rich Beach.
Don't get me started. Did I tell you that I met her?
I saw that. We haven't had a conversation about it yet. Okay.
So
you met her, or you got a wave or whatever, a wink.
Yeah. I was.
A wink and a dink.
Delivering mail one day and coming back to the station downtown. And as I'm getting out of my cab, Dee Antwoord walks up. And like they had to stop because like I was getting out right in front of them. I was like, are you guys Dee Antwoord? And I was like, my hands were like shaking. I don't know why. Like I do have a crush on Yolandi Visser. Who doesn't? She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But
I don't like her.
Really?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Well, to each his own.
That's the stupidest expression ever.
I think enough is the stupidest expression
how
ever.
How about it is what it is?
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
To each his own is not nearly as dumb as those two.
It's a cop out though.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to cop out.
I know, but I'm holding you to it.
Okay, well, you want to discuss this?
Yeah.
Why don't you like her?
I just don't like the way she looks.
Well, oh, you're just not attracted to her.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I can see that.
Fair enough. Chalk that one on me, too.
So, yeah, I asked if it was Dee Antwoord, and then they said yes, and then...
Is Ninja really tall?
Super tall.
Yeah,
and
she's super little.
She's super little. Ninja was having a really hard time keeping his sweatpants up. Like... In the course of the 20-second conversation we had, he pulled his pants up like 3 times. And he was wearing an American flag hat, which was pretty funny. No, actually, that's not funny at all, but it was cute. And and then Yolandi flashed me a peace sign, and then I just like completely melted.
Died.
Yeah,
died.
It was one of the coolest friggin' things. 604-822-CITR if you wanna.
Just got an email from our friend and cohort, Live Meet, local rapper. He is the Isotopes announcer. If you've seen us on stage, he's the guy that gets up in a jock strap and...
Oh, we got a call.
And entertains and announces. He's got a rap. Oh, we got a call.
CITR, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Is this Herb Exner?
It is,
From Regina, Saskatchewan.
You bet.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. How's everything over there?
It's touch and go, I'm not going to lie, but we're pounding.
Is that right?
Well, you know, we're still pretty new, so like sometimes we get really confused, and then sometimes...
It sounds very smooth, though.
Oh, really? Well, thanks.
I'm impressed,
there has been a few moments where we've just all looked at each other with completely blank faces and not know where to go. This is Herb Exner. He played drums in my band Shitty Neighbors when we first started it.
Oh, yeah.
And the amazing Hot Blood Bombers. And they'll also be playing My Wedding. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I'm
me and Dave were just like running through guitar on like some of the more ridiculous covers.
Tell them what kind of songs we have. Like, we have a playlist for these guys because... Unfortunately, they can't really play Hot Blood Bombers music for a wedding party like this.
Okay, I thought we were supposed to do later.
Yeah, later, yeah. But like,
oh,
so
okay,
we had to give you...
Cool.
No, that's still the plan. But like, because we can't do that all night, it wouldn't make any sense.
No, for sure.
So we gave them
a
playlist of songs we want, and some of them, like, I think we just kind of picked because we want to give you guys a hard time.
Yeah, put us through some grief.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know...
What are your least favorites?
Fishing in the Dark and Chattahoochee are kind of wedding staples.
Yeah, they totally are, right? And I cannot wait to see Shane sing Frig. What's that Spin Doctor song?
Okay, is he going
to
sing that?
Because
we haven't really worked out who's singing
call me baby, just go
ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you want some flowers, just go ahead now. And if you... Want to run with flowers, just go ahead now. I think Shane should be singing that one for sure. Say hi to Allie, by the way. You remember Allie?
Oh, yeah. How's it going, Allie?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Herb used to live together, and I have nothing more to say about that.
There's way too much to say about that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I can think of some things, but do we really need to share them on the radio?
I would probably say not. You know?
Yeah. Also, we're playing a show with you the night before my wedding, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really stoked for that. I haven't really heard any of your stuff, actually.
Yeah, we don't have anything up yet. Tender Hearts are the band that Herb's referring to. I'm playing a show the night before my wedding with my fiance Jenna is also in the band, and her mom's thrilled that we're playing a show the night before the wedding.
No.
You know, it's cause for concern, but we'll be fine. And now Herb's old band, Hot Blood Bombers, is getting back together to play the show, which is going to be kind of a blast. Cause like, okay, when Bogart, my old band, played with Hot Blood Bombers at, what was it? O'Hanlon's?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the night I met Jenna. So we'll be playing the same venue the night before the wedding. With
I'm
the same
planning
band.
On like getting into it a bit for like the opening kind of thing for your wedding. By the way,
what do you mean?
I'm not gonna go into like gruesome details. But
yeah,
I'm gonna
gruesome.
You know, I'm just gonna touch on the lighter, the nicer things with that. So hopefully that's cool.
Oh yeah, of course, man.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Herb's also gonna be my MC for my wedding, which is causing you stress or no?
A little bit. When you asked me, I was like baked, like sitting by myself on a couch, and I'm like, there's no way this is happening.
Well, like the wedding,
you know, classic Matt just kind of twisted my tit, and now I'm doing it. So.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you doing it, buddy.
Oh, absolutely, man.
It's gonna be a blast.
Be a part of that. That's cool. You know.
Yeah. Totally. On that note, I think I'm going to play a Hot Blood Bombers song, so we'll let you go.
Cool.
All right?
What's that?
I said
we're
going to play a song,
sure,
so we'll let you
sure.
go, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, sounds good, bud.
Bye-bye.
Later, kiddies.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to play... What should I play? Detroit Touch by the Hot Blood Bombers.
Detroit.
Screwing this up, you guys. Hold on one sec. Sorry about that. We're gonna hear this.
Yeah. Whoops, I had a few too many. Threw it in a random chick after hitting Dennis. Asked if I had a gym, and I'm like, nah, young dirty bastard. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Now we up in a spot. Went from 6 to midnight. Her hand on my watch. What happened next? Please forgive me. I was keying on ecstasy. So you see, the memory is blurry. But I do remember entering and exiting in a hurry. In and out, nah, me. The time was served before the crime arrived on the scene. And I know I said I'd pull out, but things got nuts. And I didn't. Oh, yeah, I know that ain't crime. But zip it, dick it, your story is mine. Where my deadbeat dad's at? Ain't make payments, they ain't had that. Do the minimum, that's enough. Just hit it, quit it, and bounce. That's what's up. This I tell you, brother. Just leave them kids with a mother.
Yo, oh shit, 9 months later. Now I got a baby mama and I ain't trying to date her. I can barely recall the chick's name, and she calling me all the time, acting all lame. Mad cause I had to go to work the day the baby was born. I had to pass on the birth. Yo, I swear I would've came over to the hospital after if I was a little sober. Flip the kid's mind, I need proof. I'ma take you on Maury, he'll find the truth. Yeah, you need to learn to keep your legs closed.
like Montreal baseball, you be exposed. Oh, you got the test kit? It says that I'm the motherfucking father of your kids. Holy shit, what's that? Look over your shoulder, I'm out. Love dad. Where my deadbeat dad's at? Ain't make payments, they ain't had that. Do the minimum, that's enough. Just hit it, quit it, and bounce. That's what's up. This I tell you, brother. Just leave them kids with a mother. Oh shit, it's the court telling me they gon' take wages if I ain't supportin'. Shit, well, I gotta eat too. Yeah. Mom's got three jobs, y'all should be cool. And why they calling me? I sent a check last month. No, I ain't working, yo, I got a bad back, son. I just need a little time to relax. And I'd appreciate y'all getting off of my back. I never wanted this. Kid, your mom got me trapped. Now I'm paying to the day I lay. I wanna take it back. Well, what can you do? I'm stuck with each other. Must suck being you. Yup. Forget it. I ain't raising no babies. Shit. Where my deadbeat dad's at? Ain't make payments, they ain't had that. Do the minimum, that's enough. Just hit it, quit it, and bounce. That's what's up. This I tell you, brother. Just leave them kids with a mother.
Yo, that shit was tight. Yo, that was local rap celebrity live meet. That shit was tight. The shit, man. The bass on that, the kick and the snare. I like that sample he dropped in too. What'd you think?
Yeah, like third verse.
Third verse, that sample.
When that shit comes in, it's
banging. That was shit, man. That was fresh. Check out live meet on the internet if you want to see some more of that shit.